Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys.
#3 coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Out DeSantisHolster.com. Well, normally when he joins me, it's not nearly this sort of an occasion, but today it's his birthday. Joining us again is writer Dean Weingarten. Happy birthday once again, sir.
Well, thank you. I want to throw a little complexity and doubt into the situation by saying this is approximately my birthday.
So, okay,
that'll work. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to be on the show, and there's lots of interesting things to talk about. Where would you like to start?
Well, you know, I believe the term is chutzpah, the way it's supposed to be pronounced. I don't know, because I'm not Hebrew, but I am absolutely stunned at the chutzpah of the New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo declaring gun violence a public health issue after, I mean, his numbers, I think I've read somewhere that he had 804 homicides in 2020, and that's really, really bad, but the 15,000 people he killed, just the elderly and the nursing homes, well, you know, if you're gonna have,
is really an extraordinary display of lack of remorse or any kind of introspective self-awareness. I mean, it's just I think bizarre, and you are correct. And we see this all the time, I would say, particularly amongst our opponents. Well, they'll focus in. Well, I'll use a little biblical phrase here. They focus on the speck in their neighbor's eye and ignore the log in their own. And that's not good. It's not healthy, and it's certainly bad for everyone when people like that are in positions of power. And Governor Cuomo is in an enormous position of power. He has these really virtually dictatorial powers over one of the most populous states in the country. I'm not sure exactly where New York fits. I think it's number 3 or 4 now. As the population decreases in spite of the best efforts
as they move out there,
in spite of the best efforts of the people there to import as many poor immigrants as they can, as fast as they can, you know, people who have a little more knowledge of the U.S. are leaving as fast as they can, and especially people who have anything to be taxed because they constantly want to raise the taxes.
Yep.
And, of course, the other side of that is they would be failing and failing miserably if they weren't able to tap into the national treasury and get some of the Biden money that's currently being printed to bail them out for, you know, very poor management over the last 2 or 3 or 4 decades. And, in spite of all this, the media loved Cuomo because because they thought they could get at Trump through him. So in spite of his abysmal management of the COVID-19 crisis, many in the media said he did a wonderful thing. You know, he was great. It's sad. It's really sad. And then this thing about using or calling or renaming or labeling crime with firearms as a public health crisis, it's just what people on the left, well, any power mongers tend to do it, but we see more on the left than on the right, in my opinion, that they just change the language in order to disguise and to misdirect and to use the language to gain control over other people's lives. So the progressives, in this case, I'm talking about from the progressive movement, which started back at the very late 1800s, was designed from the first to mislead people by the use of words. And they have always done this. And they've become really Orwellian. I mean, to call gun violence a public health crisis, it's really a bizarre thing. Public health under the leftist, liberal, progressive use of the term isn't related to communicable diseases as much as it's related to all power to the government, because your lives belong to us, and therefore we get to decide what you should do in your entire life, because everything is related to health one way or another. So public health can be translated under the progressive definition into life. You know, so or existence. Public health equals existence, therefore anything should be controlled by the government, because the government should control everything related to public health. And of course, people who love big government and think that government does a better job of managing your life than you do, love it. Absolutely are in thrall with it, are willing to support it no matter what. And that's what Governor Cuomo is depending on here. Well, we'll call it public health crisis. So I can do anything I want, abuse power any way I want, and my media allies will cover for me. But in this particular case, I thought what he proposed would be much worse than it actually turned out to be. And reading at least his press release, which, of course, could have lots of lies and could not address things that are actually in any litigation, but it's what he released, it's what I have to go on. What right. We see is it's mostly a way to use an emergency to give him, or, you know, corrupt powers to take money from the public trough and direct it to his political allies. And, you know, it sounds like it's at least $178 million in this case. Oh, excuse me, $138. Almost $139 million. That's a lot of moolah to be able to direct with you and your allies to those people who support you versus other people.
Well, like you said, they got bailed out. So
yeah,
that's going to stick in my craw for a long time. They should be in bankruptcy right now, but they got bailed out.
Exactly, and it's kind of funny, but you look at, Detroit, I think, went bankrupt. And they went into a sort of receivership, as I recall. And as I remember the numbers and looking at things, the level of their management, the competence of their management, immediately improved dramatically. They got... you know that the chief of police,
James Craig.
Yeah, I've written about him. Craig.
I tell you what, let's hold right here.
Huge improvement.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on for me right there. Talking to Dean Weingarten. More people read his stuff than anybody else, and you can find the articles that most people are reading at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantis Holster. Holster.com. talking to Dean Weingarten. We were talking about this the brass coming from Governor Cuomo. Do you know what the biggest leading cause of premature death is in New York City?
In New York City?
Yeah. Or in New York.
Actually, I don't know. You can inform me, please.
Heart attack. Heart disease.
Ah, yeah.
Followed okay. by cancer.
Yeah, how about medical misadventure?
They don't have that one listed, but I mean, when you look out there, they have more traffic accidents than they do shooting deaths in New York. They have more overdoses, more drug overdoses.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
And
I know that, nationwide, there's something like 500,000 medical misadventure deaths a year or some large number.
I don't know where the COVID, look at what COVID did.
Yeah.
Look at what COVID did in New York State. So, I mean, while he's out here doing all of this stuff, 804 gun deaths. This is coming from a guy whose biggest city defunded the police to the tune of $1.4 billion.
Right. And the money in this, that he's this $178 million, or $138 million, I've got to get that figure right, almost none of it goes to the police. Almost all of it goes to various, nonprofits and such, obviously allies of the governor. And, so he's just paying off his buddies, is what it looks like to me. Now, there's another thing that he stated in his news release, and it's stated as a fact. And it's extremely misleading. And I'm going to read what was said. It's just half a sentence. It says, gun tracing data that can stop interstate gun traffickers and straw purchasers from introducing illegal guns into New York communities.
Right.
Well, that's mostly false. But yes, if you put enough energy, you can occasionally catch somebody who does some smuggling of guns. But it won't have any significant effect. And I think it's very important to point out, because the other side claims this is reality when it is not. They claim that the tracing of guns somehow has a link to stopping violent crime. But it just doesn't. It is almost completely ineffective. I mean, you might stop an occasional trafficker. But it's like, having a small number of people trying to stop all the alien smuggling on the border. It just, the effect is so small, it's not measurable. And in all, the latest data is for 2019. Okay. In 2019, there were like 7,300, almost 7,400 guns traced. That means that they confiscated or encountered about 7,400 guns in New York that were traced to the ATF. So we can say that that's probably a pretty good approximation of the number of guns that the police were able to take from people who were involved in crimes. And most of those, I would guarantee, but I don't have, they didn't differentiate the numbers. Most of those were for simple possession, not for violent crimes. That's just the way it works out everywhere, and I don't think New York is going to be an exemption. So that's not a very large number, and about 3,500 of those were in New York City. So in order to make a difference, your gun tracing efforts are going to have to reduce that number by a significant amount. But that's a very, very tiny amount of smuggling. If a few people smuggle 20 guns a day into the black market in New York City, I mean, not New York City, but New York State, that's the entire number they're talking about. And to try to stop that tiny little number of 20 a day when you have how many millions of vehicles going into New York, in and out of New York every day? I mean, it's just impossible. That kind of almost informal network smuggling is is very difficult to investigate and stop with any amount, unless you go, the only way you could do different is go a full, you know, North Korea police state or, you know, where every vehicle goes through multiple checkpoints. And if you find an illegal gun in it, you pull out everybody in the car and immediately execute them. Okay, you could probably stop gun smuggling there, but the cure would be far, far, far worse than the disease.
Right.
And in our society, with our constitutional protections, it just can't be done. It is the idea that tracing, gun tracing, has a significant effect on crime is it's a mythology. It's on the level of unicorns. It's just simply not reality. And we have data, by the way, that shows this very well. Canada had full registration, which is far more than simple tracing. Full gun registration of all handguns, legal handguns in Canada, for something like 70 or 80 years. And they could come up with, at most, over that 70 or 80 years, one or two crimes that they could point to that were solved by the fact that the guns were registered and then they could trace them back to somebody. It's not worth it. It's horribly inefficient use of police resources. Now, Michigan had handgun registration essentially for like 50 years, and I think they found one crime that they solved that way, one violent crime. New Zealand back in the 90s, I think, took a scholarly look at their gun registration system. They said, it's just not worth it. There's too many police hours involved, and it doesn't really accomplish anything.
Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold on right there, because I want to hear some more about this. Because gun tracing, to me, has always been right up there with doing the chalk outline, because it's something you do after the crime. So when they get out there and say it's preventing crime, I'm like, well, what about the one that just perpetrated? But you hang on for me. You can find this article at ammoland.com, along with about 1,800-plus others of Dean's. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is issuing new guidance on masks in schools. The agency is saying students who are vaccinated don't need to wear masks in school this fall unless they are riding the bus. The CDC recommends unvaccinated students and staff wear masks at all times and practice social distancing. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire reacts to these new guidelines.
Here's the good news that came out of these updated recommendations. They emphasize the importance of in-person learning. They essentially gave schools and the teachers' unions no way out of getting back to full-time in-person in the fall. They acknowledge the mental and physical health detriments that children suffered because of the school closures.
United Airlines preparing for the winter travel season by adding flights in cities such as Denver, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. USA Radio News. Search and rescue teams at the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida are preparing for a third weekend of recovery work. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava saying time is of the essence.
This recovery is moving forward with great urgency as we work 24 hours a day on the pile to recover victims and bring closure to all of the families still waiting. We want to bring them news as quickly as we possibly can.
The mayor saying the death toll is now at 78. President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin today to discuss the uptick in ransomware attacks in the United States. The White House saying Biden underscored the need for Russia to take action to disrupt ransomware groups. Biden saying the United States will take any necessary action. The Dow closing the week on an up note, closing up 400 points on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We've been speaking about New York. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, I want to just do a little bit more on New York because people need to know a little more. And that is that the ATF keeps records on how long between the time a gun is sold at retail level the first time, and then when it is traced. And that gives you an idea of how useful a tracing system is. Because the longer the time between it's sold and the time that it is traced, the less likely the tracing will do any good at all. Because once guns move a couple of iterations away from the initial retail sale, then essentially this becomes meaningless. You know, if a gun is stolen or sold privately, it just doesn't matter. It's outside. It becomes untraceable. I mean, you might trace it back to the original retail sale, but so what? Can't do anything more from there. And to try to find a network, you have to make all the connections, which becomes impossible. And the average time between, this is average, between when a gun is purchased and when it's traced in New York police. Well, do you have any idea how long it might be?
4 years.
11 and a quarter years.
Wow.
Oh, well over a decade.
Yeah.
And
what's
that's the
point?
Average. The point is, why even bother? It doesn't do you any good at all.
Yeah.
It doesn't do any good. And so, and then finally, the last sort of backup of criminals if they need guns is they start up little small shops that make them. I mean, you can easily make guns in New York State. There's lots of machine shops. There's lots of steel. There's lots of people with lathes and with files and with hammers and anvils. And they do make, there are a number of homemade guns that are found in New York State. And often they never even get included in the statistics because they have no serial numbers. And so they can't trace them. There's no serial number. Why bother? So I just wanted to make those points. And that we can then move on to wherever else you want to go. Maybe talk about. Go ahead.
Here's the thing about tracing or any of these things. I don't have any issue with those, you know, if they actually yield any fruit. But the continued nonsense that of the entire salad bar that gun controllers bring, all of these supposed tools like red flag laws. That is the silliest thing I've ever heard of in my life. If my goal is to kill, if I'm person A and I want to kill person B, and they come to me and they tell me, we understand you might be violent, so we're going to take your guns away. What do you think about that? Well, hey, they're right over here. Because I'm still going to be left out there. Right. I am the weapon, so I mean... The problem with all of these things they do, it's all, well, I mean, it's like that prosecutor in St. Louis that his big thing was that the guns that they took from the McCluskeys be destroyed. That statement, he was looking for that statement. It had nothing to do with justice.
Yeah. Yes. It was making the political statement. That was the most important thing to him. And that's what we see is our opponents are focused on image instead of reality. Which, yeah, if you have an opponent, that's probably a better one to have.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, they
but they do a lot of damage in the meantime.
They, you know, all I can, you know, I hope in the biblical sense that one day Andrew Cuomo gets exactly what he's got coming to him.
Gosh, oh, how horrible.
Yes, well, hey, he invited it, you know. You and I didn't make him be this way.
Yeah, as a Christian, I hope he repents and is saved. Okay.
Well,
that's really, oh, man, you're wishing some nasty stuff on the guy.
How do you repent? How does a guy that kills 15,000 people and then ignores it and goes out on a book tour, how does he repent?
Well, you know, I have to find God, I guess. But anyway... So, where would you like to go now?
Somewhere probably a little lighter.
Let's go to constitutional carry.
Yes, yes.
And that it was one of these sort of bellwether days where on July 1st, only a few days, a week ago and a little bit, both Iowa and Tennessee, their constitutional carry laws went into effect, which is kind of cool. You know, two states go effective constitutional carry on the same day. And
I didn't notice any crime upsurges in those areas.
I mean, you're right. You know, from all of the blood in the streets, the gore-laden rhetoric that we are...
The scourge of guns.
Yeah, that we are... supposedly will happen. It just doesn't happen. But the people who push this never care. You know, they're not interested in things like facts and logic and evidence.
Reality.
But anyway, so they both went constitutional carry. And the one, I have to say, the one that I was most surprised that went to constitutional carry this year was Iowa. I really did not expect it because it was only a couple of decades ago that they were a pretty restrictive state for guns.
Yeah.
I mean, they had may carry, but it was strictly up to the county sheriff whether he was able to carry or not. And they also had, you had to get a separate permit from them just to buy a pistol. I mean, it was fairly, that's pretty restrictive. And now they've gone full circle and come around full constitutional carry. Now, think it's Iowa, and I probably should check it, but I think on their flag, they say, our liberties we prize and our rights we will, you know, maintain. And I'll check that, but I right now I believe it's accurate.
Right.
And they are doing that with constitutional carry. I just see the people in Iowa as as you wouldn't expect. The legislators in Iowa seem to actually be trying to live up by the motto with which the state was founded. I mean, who would think that?
Well, you know, that probably they probably still have a pretty homogenous population, wouldn't you think?
Yes, pretty much. I mean, and
That's not a slam, but I'll explain that when we. When we come back, we're going to the last break right now. And today's Dean's birthday, and Dean is prior to his birthday, or we're in the general vicinity of his birthday. He's being sort of cagey on that one with me. But whatever it is, he is the most read writer within the gun culture anywhere. And you can find nearly 1,800 of his articles at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Happy and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we were just talking about constitutional carry and how he did not expect Iowa to actually pass that.
I mean, it's just really a fascinating and wonderful thing. And if you look at the state seal, I mean, I find symbology to be interesting because it's how people, you know, the society, a culture, you know, condenses and expresses its really firmly held beliefs. And on the state seal of Iowa, and I was very close, it says, "We prize our liberties and our rights we well maintain." And below it is a citizen soldier, and he's holding a musket in his left hand. And a lot of states, several, I need to do a formal study on this, but several state seals show people on the state seal with weapons. Montana has a holstered revolver on at the waist of one of the people in the state seal. So, you know, firearms are as American as the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
We've got this little thing going on right here, and you were wondering why it looks like the politicians are actually trying to do the right thing. And right now in South Carolina, for example, we have a housing shortage, and the prices on real estate are going up like it is nationwide.
Right.
But what's happening is a lot of people in states like California and New York are emptying California and New York. They're selling their property there. And the housing market is so different, comparatively speaking, that for what they get for their house in California, they can pay cash for a house here. They're buying houses unseen, sight unseen.
Yes, and at high prices.
Yes.
I need to sell some of my property.
Now, I don't know why they're coming. Well, yeah, I do. Like in the area where I live, we have BMW, the North American.
Right.
BMW is here. Michelin is here. Lockheed is here. There's a lot of industry here. And the southeastern corridor is, you know, a lot of gun companies have relocated here. So there's lots of opportunities.
Well, and for good reason.
Yeah. A lot of business opportunities down here. Not so much unionization, right?
Right.
I don't think they're moving to places like Iowa. which is both a it's a good thing and it's a bad thing that they're moving here. But I don't think they're moving to places like Iowa, and then that way Iowa has an undiluted leftist pool. No, there's no leftist heading their way.
I don't know, but it's an intriguing thought, and I could see that intuitively it makes sense. I just would have to look at some numbers before I'd know for sure. But yeah, well, I think that makes sense.
Well, I mean, we're still on the coast, you know. The leftists like the coastline.
Right, right, absolutely. And there, you know, however you look at Iowa, there's not a lot of coast there.
No,
I mean, their longest coastline is the Mississippi River.
Right.
You know. Which, fortunately, I like rivers, so it wouldn't be bad for me. But another interesting thing about the Iowa State Seal is they have a lead smelter and stacked bars of pig lead on their state symbol, too.
Right.
So it's very politically incorrect by today's standards.
The politically incorrect, I love that one.
Yeah, and then we have the other state that on 1 July activated their constitutional carry, went into effect, was Tennessee. And, you know, it's got a lot of support in both the legislature and the governor signed it without too much fuss. And it has, but it has, it's you know, there are varying levels of constitutional carry. My definition of constitutional carry is that you don't need a permit to carry a gun openly or concealed, a handgun loaded openly or concealed in most public places. Well, that leaves a little bit of wiggle room, and some of these constitutional carry bills are a little more restrictive than others. And in Tennessee, it had these provisions, and these were, they were in the law before, so they just like carried them over. But you can't leave a handgun in a motor vehicle unless it is the handgun is locked up and out of sight. Well, you know, some people say, well, it's just a common sense restriction to make it harder to steal handguns from vehicles. But that is a restriction. And then, and this one, I don't think I've seen it in any other state. People are prohibited from carrying, they're not prohibited from possessing a handgun in Tennessee if they have had 2 convictions for driving under the influence in the last 10 years, or just 1 in the last 5 years. But, you know, we have so demonized people who drive under the influence of some alcohol that, you know, it seems like we penalize that more than we do more serious crimes, you know, maybe like, you know, burglary or something. I've seen this happen over my lifetime from when driving under the influence was considered a minor offense, just a civil penalty, to where it has now, in some places, you know, you're assaulting felony charges. People lose their rights, their livelihood is disrupted. Huge economic penalties are attached to them. I think the pendulum has just swung way too far in one direction.
Right.
So Tennessee and Iowa, and this means there have been 4 states this year that passed constitutional carry, and Louisiana is still up in the works because Governor Bel Edwards there vetoed it, and it looks very plausible that they will have a veto session and then they may vote to override in Louisiana. And so if Louisiana goes to constitutional carry, that would be 22 states that have constitutional carry. Right now, over, if you're standing in the United States just randomly somewhere, it's a 56% chance
right.
that the land you're standing on is in a place covered by constitutional carry.
The what's the most that's ever happened in 1 year?
I think 5, I think, but maybe
so
4.
This would be
tied.
We've
had 4.
Yeah.
This may top it this year. I think we could end up with, you know, in 5 years, we could certainly end up, it's possible we could get 30 And I think in 10 years, we could maybe hit as high as 36 or 37 states with constitutional carry.
Wouldn't that be great? That would just be stupid.
It would be. I think we're reaching the point that the Supreme Court just can't ignore. I mean, right. We have this situation where now we have 21 states that don't even require a permit because they're trying to honor the Second Amendment. And we have New York that just won't let hardly anyone carry.
Well, and look how good that's working for them. I tell you what, we're about to run out of time. So before we start out on any new points or anything, let's just hold up here. Will you be with me on Wednesday?
Well, I intend to be. And, you know, there's always the possibility of misadventure, accident, and misfortune, you know. So without those, I intend to be here next Wednesday.
You and me both. So you can find Dean's stuff. You can find his articles. Well, nearly 1,800 of them sitting right now at amilan.com. He is considered by the publisher at amilan.com, which comes in at number 744 of all websites on the planet. He is considered by the publisher at Amilan to be the most read writer in the gun culture. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. And I'm looking forward to our next encounter.
Outstanding. And as for me and you, I'll be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.